looking at adaptation and the factors that affect adaptation in the region, and recognizing really for us the importance of both A, communities, people on the ground, but also the role that indigenous knowledge plays in all of this. In other words, you're not having a complete picture unless you you have indigenous knowledge included. And in addition to that, the recognition of the interrelationships between things like economy and culture, globalization, and for instance, the desire for resource development and other pressures that are exerted from the outside, how interrelated all these things are and how they all have to be considered in order to look at adaptation in the region. And I think the report has really succeeded in looking at that and outlining how that functions at least at a level that you can use it. And I think at a level that decision makers could really use to help inform how best to make policy for the region to optimize really the chance to adapt in a positive way moving forward for people living in